All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition, ladies and gentlemen, of the EG3 podcast. It is recording Monday here in this overcast day in Kansas City, Missouri, Monday, the 17th of November, 2025. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of the Sports, Running, and Whatever Comes Across His Desk podcast here. It was called EG3 Podcast here, which was formerly called the 3Y Podcast with EG3. It used to be a NASCAR podcast for a handful of years, but before that, hopped on into the podcast scene was the EG3 Show for a couple of years before it turned into NASCAR. Now it's back to the original format, for the exception now adding in, of course, the adventures of Eddie Greer, aka Fast Eddie, on the running scene. And earlier I just recorded the finally getting around to the Salina reaction, so I'm not gonna say any more about that. That should be coming out tonight there as well, so expect that on your feed. But by time this rolls out, the Salina episode should be already out on the EG3 podcast platform, wherever you listen to your favorite kit. See, I knew I was gonna do it. I did a good job of it earlier, and I knew I was gonna screw it up. So yeah, my other K-State podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, All Things Kansas Sports, is on the same thing as well. But this is not. Well, this is gonna be. This episode is gonna be a combination though, because I need to get something off my chest, and it is not. It is the other thing. Other stuff's going to be kept off of the podcast, but this particular is football episode here. So there's that. But yeah, so here we go. All right, we're just going to get on into it before I really get off the rails here. Yes. So once again, folks, Salina episode should be posted already by time this rolls out. This is going to be, y'all going to get two episodes this week on the show, and whatever happens, comes out of my coach's meeting later on tonight, you'll get, there's going to be another episode that will come out next week, reaction of the Goblet Grind weekend. So there's that as well. So we only got maybe less than 5 episodes left, maybe less than that, because I'm probably not going to race next month. But that's probably going to be it there. I'm trying to get myself ready to go for for 2026. So he's trying to anyways there. At least, yeah, I want nothing to do with 2025. Last month and change been something else. Last 2 months has been something else. Including adding the football. It has been another year of lame ass football. Body Atlanta Falcons. Yet again, of course, no shock. I was not surprised that we lost to Carolina Panthers. Yet again, Bryce Young, 448 yards. Usually I don't talk stats on any podcast. I just says, for the exception of the K-State podcast, I do talk stats on there. But usually I don't talk stats. I just say what's on my mind, in my heart. And it's another year, another frustrating year, another year of this terrible football by any team. K-State in there too. K-State's in there, in that mix too. Atlanta, and I don't know. Every time we lose, and this is back-to-back losses in overtime, right? Now, I know there's Kansas City Chiefs fans that listen to this podcast. Woo! Y'all get some humble pie right now. Oh, boy. But at least y'all in the mix. We out of the mix. But yeah, the Chiefs, y'all ain't been there in a while. Woo! Tell you that. Now that's gonna be really interesting for Kansas City Chiefs. Well, they're 5-5 or something like that, or 5-6, 5-5, I think it is now, with 6 games to go, somewhere in there. They're like the nice seed right now. You lost to Jacksonville. You just lost to Denver yesterday. Yeah, I'm bringing up bad memories for y'all too. So y'all pretty much had the same issues. Now again, y'all been a dynasty for quite some time, but y'all this year, y'all have the same issues. Coaches not doing what's supposed to do, and I don't know. It's just frustrating every freaking year. Every year, y'all, the Atlanta Falcons, y'all do not learn from y'all's mistakes. It is baffling. It is baffling to me. And I was gonna say keep Jeff Ober, at least one of the coaches, but. No, just go ahead and clean everything out. Just clean general manager out. Just get rid of everybody. Everybody needs to get fired. Because y'all, at the end of the day, we're not winning football games anyway. We're losing, and we're losing them Falcon style, right? Back-to-back games, overtime. You had a lead against the Colts, a team that the Chiefs do play. A team that the Chiefs do play this week, by the way. I've seen it in the corners on this over... Yeah, man, it's been kind of gloomy all day. I don't know why. Maybe it's the Atlanta Falcons, K-State. I don't know. I don't know. Or other things. It could be other things, too. But, yeah. But had the Colts... Back because had the Colts on the ropes. One of the best teams in the league. Can't hang on to the lead. Let Daniel Jones, 3rd and 22, something like that, get 19 yards. Yes, Daniel Jones. Everybody didn't expect Daniel Jones to be like this. Not me. And I'm sure y'all didn't expect it either. But Daniel Jones runs for, of course, 19 yards, 4th and 2. They convert that. Yeah. You stop him. You need one freaking stop. If you stop them, if you stop him or anybody else, despite Jonathan Taylor running all over the Falcons, 240 yards rushing 2 weeks ago, then you beat them. You win the game somehow despite Taylor running all over your asses. So there's that. And then, of course, we lose in overtime. Yeah, this is a foregone conclusion because you're in overtime. It's an automatic loss. Boop! Lost. Pack of bags. See you. Right? And I was not in front of the TV screen for that one. I was in Salina, right? So I was not there. And then, of course, yesterday, yet again, Bryce Young tears up the Atlanta Falcons yet again. This time for 448 yards. And we had a 23-3 lead on these fools. 21-3, whatever it was. Right? You're dominating. And now getting the word that, and maybe it's overcast because Penix is out now for the season. So you got that. Chase Brown, K-State wide receiver, out for the season. So there's just so many issues. So many issues across everybody. Everybody got issues right now. And Falcons' issues have been going on for 8 years. 8 to 10 years now. Not going to make the playoffs, obviously. So I wasn't too upset, but I was at a point I was frustrated. You had a Colts on the ropes, and then yesterday you were dominating the Panthers. You let them back in the game, and Kirk Cousins, he's been playing like a backup. So I got nothing for you at that. So yeah, it's like I caught a snippet on Instagram on one of the radio stations back in Atlanta. They were talking. I think it was Dukes and Bell talking about the radio show, and I think they snippet talked about. Somebody sent one of the questions to one of the hosts about they're going to lose every game and they still won't do anything. Well, you know, that's kind of the theme, right? That's kind of the feeling I got right now. We ain't going to win no other ball game because Kirk Cousins now playing like a backup quarterback, sorry ass quarterback. Okay. And you have a defense that's, we're sacking a quarterback, but it don't mean shit. It doesn't mean shit. We actually got a pass rush, but we can't even talk about that because. There's too many. There's all the holes with that need to be fixed that didn't get fixed. And again, the kicker, Younghoe Koo, that should have been taken care of. And front office ignoring these issues after issue after issue. And it's like, what are we doing? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It just kind of what I said in a reaction edition of the Pro Project podcast. When I was talking about K-State, right? Well, obviously, because it is a K-State podcast. This is EG. Right now, we're in the EG3 pod. Eddie Gritter III. We are combining crossover. We're talking K-State football in here. Why? Because despite them winning on Saturday, it was an ugly game. Just like I predicted it. And I didn't watch a single down until the fourth quarter after the afternoon run on Saturday. One of the runners had... was kind of entertained by the game and had it on. He's a KU fan, and he had it on, so he shared his phone with me the last 5 minutes, and I was sure enough, the worst ass team in the league, Oklahoma State, was going to tie the game, and they're down by 8, and they're going to score. They needed obviously a touchdown and 2-point conversion, and I was sure. I told him, well, we both said Oklahoma State, they're going to score. Oh, damn. They're at 25-yard line, K-State. They're going to go in here and score. They're going to score. We're going to score. They're going to score. Nope. Penalty. And that was the mood of the game for Oklahoma State. Because Oklahoma State, if they clean that up, they wouldn't, they upset K-State. they upset K-State. And K-State has, and I talk about the Falcons issues. K-State, they had expectations going in. All right, for the second year in a row, you're picked second with all this talent and issues. Issue after issue after issue. It started with Ireland. The K-State fans wanted to go to Ireland. Or whoever, or Gene Taylor, they agreed to take away one. And take away. They didn't take a road game away. They took a home game away from K-State so they can go in and have the experience of a lifetime. Well, that experience ended in a loss, which K-State should have probably won that football game. Again, if their head's on straight. Just too many mistakes in the game. And it pretty much set the tone for the season. You're fine. You're the same record as the Chiefs. 5-5, where you had expectations to compete, to get to back to Arlington to compete for a Big 12 title, regular season title anyways, and in a college football playoff spot. That's not going to happen for a second year in a row. Listen, you're not even going to get in for, even if we go 6-6, you're not going to get the 8 wins. And we have to sit, I have to sit there and listen to head coach Chris Klieman, the football team, complain about how hard it is to win 8 games. Oh boy. Just another year of football mediocrity with these teams. Just another damn year, different year, same old stuff. You know, it's just, it's just like so frustrating. And yeah, we're sitting here on Monday the 7th, as I'm recording this on the 17th, late as we get into it feels later than it is, but it's not. That, you know, Raheem Morris not fired. That wasn't going to happen. So you might, at this point, you might just ride it out, fire him out, the season over at this point, because y'all need to stop asking that question, because it's not going to happen. This regime or whatever it is, they ain't going to do anything. It's just not. So it's like, it's a combination of everything. And obviously, entertaining here, Alex Gold on Cody and Gold, frustrated. Oh my goodness, man. Woo! And frustrated. And I can see why. I can understand that. You've been the team on top of the pedestal for the last decade. And now you've hit. I bet you none of y'all would expected that. Be 5-5, whatever. Be ninth outside. Plus, looking in, the Chiefs going to miss. Are they going to make the playoffs? I don't know. I ain't going to sit here and say yes or no. I don't know. But they're in trouble. They're in deep trouble. After losing the Denver Broncos yesterday there. And, of course, field goal, because we lost to a field goal in a field goal fashion with the Panthers game. I don't know. And back to the Falcons for a minute. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what it is with the Panthers just beating the brakes of the Falcons every year at home. And not home. They're on our turf, and it's just baffling. It's just frustrating. It's just year after year, the issues don't get addressed. Either one issue gets addressed, or none of it all. Right. So I don't know what the hell is going on. All I know is they just need a clean house, because y'all, at the end of the day, whether it's NFL or college football, right? It's all about winning games at the end. And yes, K-State won over the weekend, but you're coming off a damn bye week. Is this the product going to put on the field? Oh, hell no. You're playing the worst team in the league, and you put up that type of performance. Like I said, Oklahoma State, if they were a decent team, better team than that. I don't know what's going on outside. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted. I don't know what's going on outside of ET. I'm talking about right now. I hear ambulance. Okay, like, what in the world is going on here at night? So I apologize about that. I'm like, what? I'm trying to look around. Like, what's going on outside the EG3 confines here? The EG3 podcast rolls on. Frustrations Monday. All the football squads here on this podcast. Eddie Greer III here for maybe a few more minutes here of this show. But, yeah, it's... and speaking of which here, just breaking news, folks. Breaking news, folks, on the EG3 podcast, baby. Looks like Virginia Tech, that's a team that has been in the outhouse for a while, hired James Franklin. And so there's one spot filled up for next year on the college football scene. James Franklin, folks, has now been hired by the Virginia Tech Hokies to coach that football team. And obviously, Penn State, they have not lived up to expectations there. They've had talented teams every year and have not lived up to expectations there. They're giving James Franklin a chance of a chance, and he didn't live up, and especially this year, you were supposed to be, I think it was worse last year. You made the playoff, but you lost. But James Franklin was given a loose leash plenty of times and did not come up with it, right? So the breaking news here on the podcast here, folks, James Franklin hired by Virginia Tech. And I said Virginia Tech used to be solid back in the day. Now I'm telling you now, with Frank Beamer, I know I'm showing my age. I'm showing my age. When Frank Beamer was head coach of that team, they were relevant. Especially Mike Vick at quarterback. I got the notification like literally just now that James Franklin. Yeah, this is a sports podcast, so little breaking news there in the middle of this, towards the end of this rant, this frustrating football stuff. It's getting too far. It's frustrating, very frustrating. There's that. So James Franklin now will be the head coach on the Virginia Tech Hokies on the football side going in next year. So that was a big name. His name was thrown in there. Obviously, the name that's been everybody's mind, obviously, in the college side, outside of K-State, obviously, where it comes to that anyways, because everybody wants Colin Klein, the Texas A&M offensive coordinator, who, again, Colin Klein, for those who don't know, was a Heisman finalist for K-State in my time at K-State. So he got into coaching and whatnot, and I think it was, I want to say, now I'm blanking on the whole coach's name. Kleiman hired Klein, or was it Snyder? I probably want to say Snyder 2.0 hired Klein. It was probably Bill, but yeah, I can't remember what happened. But anyways, Colin Klein was the offensive. Was a quarterback coach, and then he turned OC in that championship-winning season, Big 12 championship-winning season for K-State, and he got snatched on after a year later to be the OC for A&M, and his name could be circling around. I know in Manhattan it is, because everybody wants Colin Klein back to Manhattan. Hey, I want him back. I'm on that train too, you know what I'm saying? Because Chris Klein is not going to get the 8 wins. He's definitely not. I said that early in the show. He ain't going to get that far there as well. So, yeah, K-State has a lot to answer for in the offseason. Again, that Ireland situation was kind of the set the tone. Set it the tone for the season. You don't win that, you know. Hey, if your team, you hear the old time saying, you know, the old thing saying, if you go to a long-ass road trip, your team don't win, it's a long-ass trip back. I'm sure it was for K-State there. And also during that game, Dylan Edwards, who now is right back to that transfer portal, got hurt on the first special teams play of the year, we're going to call it, for K-State there. And ever since then, he ain't been right on or off the field for that particular matter. So I could go. That's an entire episode there by itself, clearly, with Dylan Edwards' situation and injuries, and then coaches not doing what it's supposed to do. And I guess Coach Kleiman is what's the word I want to use? Coach Kleiman wants to be contempt. Is what I'm going to roll with here about the situation. And you coming off a bye. That's just I don't know. You coming off a bye. Okay. Worst team in the league. You both stomp on them. You cannot let that type of team hang around. KZ was trailing a good bit in the first half before the Chase Brown touchdown. 6-0 against the worst team in the league. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. So, coaching K-State, coaching Atlanta, It is everything else. And you throw in the Chiefs there as well. If you are a Chiefs fan or whatever, you're frustrated with them. Y'all in this position for the first time in a long ass time. So y'all on uncharted territory, baby, on that. So do as it will. But hey, we're in familiar territory because nobody's not going to do anything. So it's just been year after year, you have these expectations. And if it's not reached, you're gonna get pissed off. And when I was just like, nah, you know, whatever. And then you check out, and I'm already checked out. I'm already checked out. I didn't watch a single defense. Yeah, I didn't watch a single snap of the K-State game until the fourth quarter when again my buddy of mine, part of the afternoon run group, had the game on, and he knows I went to K-State, so and it was a close ass game, so I had to pay attention to it for the last 6 minutes of it. That's what. But I do get notifications though on my phone, so I do know somewhat what's going on. But yeah, man. So again, it's all about again. Falcons had expectations to be a playoff contender. They're not even close. K-State was supposed to be in that conference as the Big 12 contenders, try to get back to Arlington and then be a college football playoff contender. Not even close, right? Five and five, you're a mediocre team at best. K-State, Atlanta, you're a sorry ass team. So you're 3-7, you're a bad football team. All this talent, you're a bad football team. K-State, 5-5, all this talent, you're a mediocre / bad football team. It just goes around, and I'm ready to turn the page, and both squads, and you throw the Kansas City Chiefs in there, you're a Chiefs fan, or wherever your team, if your team is having a good season, then round of applause to you. But if you're not, your team ain't going to be in the playoffs, then you can throw your team in here with us, my teams as well. This is the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer here on this Monday night edition. This will come out later on in the week, probably Friday. So be out and look out for that. If you're not subscribed to the EG3 Podcast, you might want to do that. We have only just a couple episodes left of the year, because I don't think in the month of December I'm going to race at all. And that includes, I know the Westport Santa Dash is next month and all that, but I just don't think I'm going to race. I'm just going to be running and get ready for next year. Next year is starting to get planned out. two events are locks. Now, I said the same thing on the earlier recording of the podcast earlier when I was talking about recapping Salina. So two locks, but I haven't signed up for anything yet. So I'm trying to just map out 2026 and we shall see, and we shall see 2026 about the football teams for the Falcons and the K-State, college team K-State, and of course the pro Falcons. Because there's just too many issues, a lot. I can make a podcast episode for every issue within these teams, and that includes the Chiefs as well. So yeah, man, I mean, very frustrating, but tonight, who's playing tonight? Oh, yeah, another Monday night Dallas game. Okay, they're on the road. They're on the road taking on the speed of issues. Woo! Raiders. That's not a good football team either. So yeah, man, that's kind of what's on the mind of EG3 lately. Figure out make an episode. What's going on with these football teams? These football teams ain't good. They're just not. And as they're gonna have to learn hard lessons. And until then, you're going to see the same thing. And for K-State, unfortunately, y'all might be seeing the same thing next year. Unless some things get straightened out. Because for both squads, I'm taking the Chiefs out of the equation. You're supposed to be playoff contenders or conference contenders. And you're not. You're not close. You're not close enough. So that's going straight. You're not even close. It's just not close enough right there as well. So, but you know what? Hey, we got only two games left on the K-State side, and this misery be over. Even the Falcons, I still have to deal with six more games of this nonsense. So another sorry ass football season is gonna come to close here. So it is what it is. Yeah, as well. But yep, you might as well just wait to the end of the season to do what you need to do over on the Atlanta side and the K-State side, which I will talk about more on the Purple Project podcast side of it. There's going to be a lot of questions answered. It just is, because it's 2 years in a row now that obviously Manhattan is pride on football and basketball too. Our main two sources And there's other sports out there, other sports that we talk about on there too. But just these two, football, right, and men's basketball. Men's basketball just started, obviously, and they also, they're about to tip off, actually, against Tulsa. But look, man, if your football ain't doing it, your football program ain't successful, that could be a problem. And your men's basketball team ain't getting into the NCAA tournament, that's also going to be a problem, too. So, I don't know, man. The men's basketball this season is still in waiting right now, even though we're off to a 3-0 start. It's early because we have a high-flying offense and not a good defense there. So, because you heard this somewhere from that before. And for K-State, this is 2 years in a row that you're going to miss out on the college football playoff and competing for a spot in Arlington. It's just, and we had one of the talented quarterbacks in the league in the Big 12 and Avery Johnson as well. And that window is closing fast. It just is as well. But it'll be interesting to see what Avery does. I know he's bleeds purple in pro K-State, which is awesome, but I don't know with the transfer portal and whatnot it is nowadays. Now kids ain't loyal. They ain't loyal nowadays. They don't get what they want. They out. And so we'll have to see. But he's gonna have to, this Kajim Taylor's gonna have to go to work. Go to work here. And I'll say that for that podcast there. But yeah, this combination where I'm in singing football wise, it's not good. It's terrible. It's terrible. EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcasts here, iTunes, Spotify. Again, if your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. As this will come out on, I'm recording this on Monday, my second recording of this Monday, Monday, November 17th, 2025. So again, if you're liking what you're hearing, then make sure you subscribe. We only got maybe, because we got activity this weekend, so there's going to be one, maybe 2 to 3 episodes left of the year, potentially. So the end of the year is winding down there, and then we'll take a break, and then, yeah, we're back at it there around mid to late January. It's 2025 is coming in pretty quick. So, yeah, man. So there's that. But anyways, you've been riding with us all year long. I appreciate your support. This podcast, your friend of the host of the show, which is, yep, me, Eddie. Thank you again for your support. Cannot thank you enough. Obviously, it's been last month and some change, been rough for this guy, but we're getting through it. We're making small gains back, baby. We're making small gains back. So we'll see. But there's definitely going to be activity this weekend in Overland Park. I just don't know what that activity is. And y'all will know about it on the next episode. So that is the next episode. And then after that, could be one more. We'll see what Eddie decides as well. But again, 2026 is in the works. We know two are locks. But two running events are locks. But I haven't signed up for them. I'm waiting for the actual event, this year's event, to end. The other one hasn't even pulled out its registration yet. So, all right, whatever. But anyways, yes, folks. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put a pin on it for right now because I can go on and on about what I'm seeing from these teams. But anyways, right now, we have crossed the finish line on another edition of the EG3 Podcast. Thank you so much once again. Again, subscribe. Hit the alarm bell every time we update your content. Once or twice a week, y'all will know about it. So, I thank you so much for that. And I'll pull in another shameless plug for my other podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with myself. And if you have Podbean, Alex Aiden over there on the Podbean app, my bonus channel over there on Podbean, so you can check that out as well with GRIER number 3 EDDID Positives Podcast. Oh baby, yes sir. So there's that as well. But yeah, man, you're interested in finding out more about what's going on with K-State and why the football team ain't good enough. You can go check us out over there on that podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, EG3, coming to you from, yes, sir, KC, Missouri. Thank you for tuning into another edition of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all on the next episode of this particular podcast. We see ya.